In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and his mercy, and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. In the busy rush of this day, we pause and wait, thankful for your coming ever anew by your Spirit. Be born afresh in our lives with the promise that you will never leave until we see you face to face. And promise is embraced by the reflection, by the perfection of your kingdom. And we pause to bring prayers to God. We thank you, our God, for this new day. We thank you for sunshine. We thank you for the opportunity to reflect as the world has changed so much. We thank you for time spent with family. We thank you for new pursuits taken up. And we thank you that whatever befalls us, you are here with us. Amen. Our minds become filled with the thoughts and actions of our morning's activity, and our hearts clouded by the fears and hopes of those we carry on our hearts. And so we forget to pray, become imprisoned by the present, and begin to lose our way. Forgive us, Lord, and set our feet once more in the path of prayer with our hearts set on pilgrimage. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading today comes from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us, who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And now some words from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbour. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. And now we come to our prayers for others. We pray for those with whom we have spoken or whose circumstances have captured our hearts and prayers. We pray for all that the remainder of this day promises. We pray for our world, church, and circle of friends and family. A number of people have sent suggestions for prayers today. Chris has asked that we remember the poor around the world who probably don't know about the virus and wouldn't be able to social distance or self-isolate anyway if they did. We think of those who have experienced the death of loved ones recently. Think of Fiona and Mike. Think of Ray and Diane, whose uncle's funeral it is today. We pray for those who are conducting and attending funerals at this time, who need to create a distance between themselves and others at a particular time that they need the physical touch of a loved one. We pray for those who deny the effects of the virus and who are not taking heed of government advice. We pray for those who are moving house. We think particularly in our own congregation of Richard and Shannon and Susie and her family who will be moving at this same time this week. We pray for those who have not access to the internet, as those who are listening and watching today and will be listening and watching in the future to services that have been posted online, those who feel especially isolated, those who are relying on phone calls from friends, perhaps a note pushed through the door. We pray for our own attention for those who are in need. And we come to the end of our prayers, and if you're following on our service sheet, we pray for the light to shine in the darkest places of our world, bringing the hope of the kingdom of Christ where fear reigns and lives are most broken. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. May we be ready for your coming with lamps lit, ears ready to hear your call, and our hearts aflame with love for you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I bless you. Amen.